Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, April 30th, 1913. If children of such tender years were not forced to work, Mary Fagan might be living. He says, if social conditions in Atlanta were of the best, if conditions in factories were of the best, and lastly, if children of such tender years were not forced to work, little Mary Fagan would probably never have been murdered, declared Dr. A.J. McElway, president pro tem of the Southern Sociological Congress, speaking at the final meeting held in Wesley Memorial Church last night. Let us take this murder and analyze it. A little child of tender years is forced to work. Think of the heavy toll which she undergoes and the physical conditions under which she labors. Why is it that such is allowed in our fair land? The Sociological Congress must do its share of enlightenment. It has shown these evils to the world. Atlanta Spirit lauded. But the Atlanta Spirit came in for its share of commendation at the finale of the Congress, and the newspapers were lauded by the out-of-town delegates for the generous editorial support given the convention. A gala reception at the Piedmont Driving Club in the evening, followed by a rousing night session at Wesley Memorial Church, brought to a close the Great Southern Sociological Congress, which adjourned last night. The interest in social reform which the Congress has aroused was discussed at the final session of the conference by 32 delegates from 32 states, and the record showed 918 paid registrations to the Southern Sociological Congress. A closing feature of the conference was a banquet tendered all the Negro delegates by the Atlanta delegation. There were 65 out-of-town Negro delegates, and these, with the Atlanta contingent, were entertained in Odd Fellows Hall. $1,500 for expenses. Over $1,500 has been pledged for the convention fund of the Atlanta Sociological Congress, and most of this amount was paid by the 50 members of the Atlanta Social Service Club, the social workers of Atlanta. Subscriptions ranged from $200 down to 50 cents, everyone giving in proportion to his ability to pay. The following is a list of the subscriptions not yet acknowledged: Mrs. Lee M. Jordan, $5, H.G. Hastings & Company, $5, Mrs. Joss, Hirsch, $5, L.D. Hicks, $2.50, Moultrie Hitt, $5, J.T. Holloman, $5, F. Klupler, $5, Albert Boylston, $5, W.A. Jones, $1, C.M. Barnwell, Jr., $2, The Hirschberg Company, $2, S.J. Johnston, $1, J.R.A. Hobson, $10, Alex C. King, $5, G.O.E. King, $5, J.B. Pendleton, $2, Otto Katzenstein, $3, H.T. Hines, $5, Warren E. Hall, $2, Dr. M.C. Pruitt, $1, E.W. Hadley, $1, O.D. Kenny Company, $5, A.P. Bayliss, $5, N. Kaufman, $2, James M. Fuller, $5, Ojas R. Haskins, $1, Ross S. Armstrong, $5, A.R. Colcord, $5, Dr. M. McKell, Hull, $1, H.L. DeGive, $1, Dr. William T. Jones, $1, Mrs. L.S. Huntley, $2, Mrs. J.H. Hines, $5, Thomas H. Jeffries, $5, Edwin Johnson, $5, Mrs. K.Z. Heath, $1, Mrs. Frank Inman, $5, Dr. E. Fincher, $1, S.Y. Tupper Sr., $1, and Miss Marion Woodward, $2.